The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your, I know we're a little bit late Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 16th of May, 2019. All the best technology news we'll get you caught up on right now. Coming your way, as always, in about 5 minutes. Well, it seems Facebook has finally got their act together and thought, maybe we ought to start imposing some restrictions when it comes to live streaming. According to their latest blog post, they said they will start applying what is called a one-strike policy to Facebook Live. That would ban users who violate the platform's community standards once from using the live streaming service for a set period of time. Mind you, however, though, that isn't just for Facebook Live. This applies to all content posted elsewhere on the website. Facebook's ultimate goal, they're saying, is to minimize the risk of abuse online Live, while still enabling people to use Live in a positive way every day. This also kind of goes hand in hand when Facebook announced they would be partnering with more researchers and universities to actually improve the platform's image and video analyst technology. Basically, they're just trying to make it a safer, nicer place for all of us. Don't know if they'll succeed, but hell, there's no harm in trying. Listen up, you Apple Pay non-users out there. We've got some more countries for you. Raise your hand if you're still in a country that doesn't have Apple Pay. Yep, mine's up. Well, 16 more countries are about to get Apple Pay soon, and we have the list for you. Bulgaria, Croatia, Cyprus, Estonia, Greece, Lithuania, Slovenia, and I know that isn't 16. That's the list that's in front of me, though. Apparently, you can see all the list over there on the Apple website. But Apple isn't just stopping there. No. Tim Cook has actually said that Apple Pay, by the end of 2019, will actually be available in 40 more regions by then. And finally, well, apparently Google said, okay, all right, we get it, we're sorry. Don't know if you remember this or not, but way back in 2018, there was a group of people that had their Pixel and Pixel XL phones that were suing Google, accusing them of knowingly selling these devices with faulty microphones. Well, flash forward to 2019, and guess what? Google apparently says, yeah, okay, we'll just settle with you. Yes, they have agreed to settle the class action lawsuit that will pay these customers up to $500 for apparently their faulty phones. Now, in a roundabout way, it's kind of Google's fault. They even actually admitted it. Yeah, back in early 2017, Google kind of said that, there was a hairline crack in the solder connection to the audio codec. Yeah, that was probably causing the problem. Now, it is up to $500. Customers who experienced the problem more than once are the ones who can actually claim $500. The ones who had to actually deal with the issue only once, they get $350. And if you still want to be part of that lawsuit, even if you didn't have a problem, you guess you can cash in on $20. All in all, Google has set aside $7.25 million for the settlement, and I guess if that money's still not enough, well, Google says, well, that's all you're gonna get. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is our official website. You can find our podcast over there. You can find our blog over there. You can also find reviews for yourself over there, too. You can also find us on Facebook as well at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community at our Slack room. So much tech geeky talk going down over there. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Friday edition, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you're enjoying your Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.